This can be the best day of your life by what you say and what you believe. And that is so key, because God made this day and we can rejoice and be glad in it. And we love hearing from our partners and how God moves in their lives in very special ways and brings financial blessings. So we have a testimony of a woman who sowed a seed. It wasn't just a real big seed, but she sowed it in faith and got a job. Honey, that's cool, right? And we know that when we take the word, it's cool. We get cool results.
I love that, Mom. And you know, recently I was ministering at a church and God spoke to me and said, pray for people with throat problems. I was like, what is that all about? You know, that's kind of weird, throat. But I was obedient. And so I prayed, people stood up, you know, and I prayed for people that had throat problems. And Mom, so many people were healed. I mean, some of the symptoms immediately disappeared, some of them decreased and all that stuff. And so you might be watching right now and you might need healing in your body, or you might need financial breakthrough. We'd love to pray for you. Why don't you hop on the phone, get on the website, and really, we like to pray for you. We see God do incredible things. And the verse that God gave me to encourage you with today is Proverbs 22:19. And it says, so that your trust may be in the Lord, I have taught you today. Sometimes you might be going through a season, even in this moment, in this day, where it's a difficult time and season. But I want you to be conscientious that God is helping you grow in your trust in God. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. God is helping you to grow and trust God more and more. And this program today is to help you, encourage you with that. We have a special guest who will be joining in just a moment, Greg Moore. Oh my goodness, talk about growing and trusting God. Greg has all kinds of testimonies about what trusting in God looks like and how we can do that in our daily living. Watch this now.
God's word is essential, like eating and breathing. When you put the word into your heart and speak it with your mouth, it will change your life. Luke 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Scriptures to Live By. This arsenal of scriptures is organized in 41 essential categories that will arm you to face life's difficulties successfully. This book is a tremendous resource for counseling, Bible study, personal reference, and dealing with life's greatest needs. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's foundational booklet, Speak the Word. This handy resource will help you confess God's promises over your life, your family, and your daily circumstances, and see things change for the better. And to complete this powerful resource, we'll send you God's Promises for Your Every Need. This wonderful book will help you receive God's blessings and apply His Word to your life. Call or click today and receive this amazing, life-changing offer today.
I like miracle days. How about you? And I'm going to name this day your miracle day. You say, well, I don't know if all these bad things are happening, but if you don't expect anything in particular, you don't get it. So today, I'm believing you're going to receive a special miracle and a special word from the Lord. Now, we have a wonderful guest. We have Greg Moore. I think he's your favorite. I think you really sparkle.
I do.
When we get to have you. And, you know, he's from Caris. And you tell exactly your title there.
Yeah, I'm the director of Caris Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado.
So isn't that pitiful?
So I have the privilege of directing that school. We have about 750 students on campus, but we have over 6,000 students online in extension schools worldwide. And I also need to give kudos to Marilyn and Sarah, because you guys are two of the favorite instructors at Caris. Every time the students, we want Marilyn to come back more, we want Sarah to come back more. And so they just always leave the students with so much encouragement and blessing, and you feed them the word, and man, you help equip us and equip our students to go out and do what God's called them to do.
Well, it's a privilege. The word works.
Amen.
You know, that's what's so exciting. The word works. And today, I want the word to work in your life. Not just hear it, but let it work and penetrate your heart and your spirit. And Greg, you have a book out called Scriptures to Live By.
Yes.
Because Scripture will work in any part of your life.
Yes,
is that true?
That's true.
So name some of the ways and some of the environment of this book.
Yeah, you know, my son Michael was healed as God instructed us just to immerse ourselves in the Word and speak the Word over him. He was healed, and we determined after that, you know, the Word will work for any area of life. And so we've got, I've developed 41 or categories of Scripture on answered prayer, anxiety, authority, boldness, childbearing.
Wow.
Someone who wants to bear children. There's a Scripture for you. There are Scriptures for you. Childbearing and delivery, child training, emergencies. I especially like this chapter on emergencies, because did you know there's a Scripture on how to stop bleeding? There's a Scripture on broken bones. There's a Scripture on protection from burns, on protection from crime, from storms. And just this one chapter alone is worth the book, because the Word of God will work for you in a crisis moment. It'll work for you, and we've used it. We've commanded blood to live whenever you know there's excess bleeding or various things that we're going through. Pain, there's freedom from pain, insect bites, poison, all kinds of things. The Word of God applies to every area of life.
The Word of God covers.
Yes.
So you may say, well, I'm in kind of a crisis right now, an emergency, or my family needs special prayer, and we'd love to have you call us for prayer. That would be wonderful. Awesome. Not counseling, prayer, but I believe this is something you can have on a daily basis, because every day I have things to deal with. You know, and someone said to me the other day, I'm always discouraged. So, you know, that shouldn't be for a Christian. So you say, well, I have a few scriptures, but I don't know a lot of them. But in here, there's a whole segment on discouragement. We don't need to be discouraged. We need encouragement. We need the joy of the Lord to be our strength. And we say, well, I know that's true, but I don't know the scriptures. So you got to get the book. And again, I say, people give a lot of gifts to people, but a lot of gifts don't do much. Flowers wilt, candy makes them fat. But the word can consistently change your life. It's true.
And you know, Mom, I know that the word totally, I mean, I grew up on this, and the word is super powerful. And I know, Greg, one of the things we talked about off camera is you felt like the Holy Spirit has given you some specific words.
Right. Yes.
And I want to give you opportunity for that,
right,
to minister to our audience. So what is one of the words that the Holy Spirit gave you for this time?
Yeah, I've got a word for someone who's going through a marriage crisis. And that word is Mark 10, verse 9. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. And the word that I have for you is that word separate means to allow no space between. And what the reason why you're in a crisis is because you've intentionally or unintentionally allowed space between. And it's like with our iPads, you know, our electronic devices or our smartphones. You know, there's people, I see them at restaurants, and they're there having dinner with their spouse, and they're texting,
right,
you know, and we've allowed space between. And so the word I have for you is you pray about ways that you can close the gap so that your marriage, God can heal and restore your marriage. And that's a word for someone's marriage, and I speak healing for your marriage. You know, if the grass looks greener on the other side, you need to water your own. And I
that
just
is so good.
I love to encourage someone with that word. I'll share one more right now. John 8:31-32, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you'll become my disciples indeed. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. This is for someone who's dealing with habitual problems, strongholds, sin in their life. Your focus, the problem is not your problem. You're focusing on the sin. You're focusing on the stronghold. But what you've tried everything you could to get free except abiding in the Word and becoming a disciple. When you become a disciple and when you let the Word abide in you, that Word will set you free, and you becoming the truth you know will set you free. I speak freedom to you in Jesus' name.
That's phenomenal. And I just encourage you that maybe you've been struggling in your marriage, you've been struggling with an addiction, a bondage, hop on the phone, get on the website. Of course, we want to pray for you. And I know those words are specific. I mean, hardcore. Some of you watching, you're like, wow, he just read my mail. That whole watering my own grass and not the other side.
That's so good.
He just read your mail. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to keep praying for you. But also, I would encourage you, grab Greg's book, Scriptures to Live By, because here's the thing. We can pray for you, and we love to pray for you, but the promises and the Bible content in here and the relevant, it's super, super relevant and accessible. He's got scriptures in here for marriage. He's got scriptures in here to overcome bondage and all that stuff. I'm telling you, hop on the phone, get on the website, grab a couple of copies because you can pass these to your friends. Because I don't know a person on the planet who doesn't need some help with peace, peace in our hearts. I don't know a person on the planet who on occasion couldn't use a little help with patience. Who wants to ask for patience? I mean, like, that's a stupid prayer. God help me to be patient, right? I mean, seriously. So I love what you've written in here, Greg. Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Now, Greg, I know you have some more that the Spirit's given you before this program. Would you please share?
Yeah, you know, one thing, just want to key off of what Sarah just said about patience. Patience is our friend. Patience is not an enemy. But what happens is most people look at patience like it's an enemy. Patience is your friend. If you'll make it your friend, you know, God will deliver you, He'll cause the faith that you have, that you're believing for, and the things you're believing for to come to pass, because patience will help you to hold on to the Word. It's not an enemy. It's a friend, which, by the way, you have patience.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
You've got patience for sure.
And in due season you shall reap.
Amen.
If you faint not.
Amen. Amen.
We don't believe in fainting.
Amen.
We believe in reaping.
Amen.
So just take that into your heart. I'm a reaper, not a fainter. And I have His patience to take me through. And speaking that is very important. Don't you agree?
I do.
And I think, I know when I see promises and speak them, sometimes my brain says, not working. But if I keep speaking it, my brain gets in alignment with my mouth. And that's so important. The Word works.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's Word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's Word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's Word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Do you ever sing that? We used to sing that growing up, and I know that to be a fact, that the blood of Jesus absolutely cleanses you, spirit, soul, and body. But the Word works in many segments of our life. And we have a guest today, Greg Moore, and tell what you do.
Yeah, I'm the director of Caris Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. Janice and I pastored for 27 years, though.
Is that all?
Before that, yeah, all right.
And did you see the Word work?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so if it will work in his life?
That's right.
My life, his wife's life, Sarah's life, her family's life, will it work in yours? Oh, listen to this program. Watch it. Let the Holy Spirit really talk to you about how the Word works. So if we never speak the Word, how can it work? And that's very key for us. So Greg is going to share that with us today, but he also is going to share why he has written this book, Scriptures to Live By, because you say, well, I don't know what the scriptures are that go with that. So he's going to be sharing that. And I'm going to encourage you to call in and get prayer and get 3 or 4 copies of the book and give them as gifts. You know, you say, well, my friend's having a baby. Well, what could help more than just a baby blanket, but to give them something to speak over their baby and to speak over their lives? So this is very, very important that you get the gift. So Greg, share with us why you put this together.
Well, yeah, you mentioned, you know, just those that are pregnant now, those that are having babies. Well, the scripture has something to say. There are verses in the Word that talk about your delivery, a healthy delivery of that and a healthy baby. My granddaughter, Joelle, who's now 10 years old, she had club feet in her mother's womb, and my son spoke the Word, and they had sonograms to show this, and he spoke the Word over her, and we had a miracle when she was born perfectly normal.
Wow.
So whatever area of your life, that's what this book is about. It's just taking, I just categorized areas of the Word that people need in every area of their life. I mean, who doesn't want long life, right? Who doesn't need guidance? Sarah said earlier about peace. God's got peace for you. And in fact, He's the God of peace. And He says in His Word many times, grace and peace, grace and peace. He says that because grace and peace go together. And it also means when you've left peace, you've left grace. And so what we want to do is we want to, you know, get in the Word on peace. And then you move back into that realm of grace where it's a supernatural life. And so God's Word will help you to do that. You know, I've got a word for someone who's watching today, Marilyn and Sarah, someone who's been hurt by religion, who's been hurt by someone in the church. And it's kind of a unique word that doesn't initially seem to apply, but Ephesians 1, 17 through 19 says that the Apostle Paul prayed that he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus, that you might know the hope of your calling, you might know the riches of his inheritance in the saints and the greatness of his power towards you. What I'm speaking over you is you need a fresh revelation of Jesus. You need to see what Jesus did for you at the cross is greater than what someone's done to you. You need to value the cross, what Jesus did for you, more than your loss, what someone did to you. And God's got healing for you today if you'll do that. And Jesus is the healer of the brokenhearted, Luke 4:18. And he's got, I'm speaking freedom from pain and hurt of the past. You've been nursing that hurt. And right now, God's wiping that away as you choose to value the cross, what Jesus did for you, greater than your loss, what people did to you. And I've got another word for someone who's been taken advantage of financially. You know, we've all gone through those kinds of things. And it's difficult, especially if it's a brother our sister in the Lord,
family,
right? Our family. And so that this word is in 2 Chronicles 25:9, and it was King Amaziah who gave 1,000 talents of silver to hire the children of Israel. And the man of God said, don't do that. You're going to lose the battle. You need to trust in me. And then the question Amaziah came back with, what about the money? And the word that I have for you comes in his response. He said, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. You know, God's word applies to the financial losses in your life. If you'll take what you lost and plant it as a seed, it'll go into your future. Now you're in control of it. And God will bring a harvest back. He's able to get that back to you. Don't you hold on to that. I set you free from holding on to the hurt and the pain and the loss. You forgive that person and plant it as a seed in their lives, and God's going to bring freedom to you. God's word is liberating you today from that hurt and that pain and that loss.
Wow.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh my goodness. Hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of Scriptures to Live By. And those verses, those key things that Greg prayed over, and you're like, what was that all about? Well, here's the situation. Greg prayed ahead of time, and I believe probably last night, a couple days ago, and he knows we're interviewing him today. So he asked Holy Spirit, show me what you want to minister. And so this is like, in essence, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And by doing this, some of you, he totally read your mail, right? I mean, he got all up in your grill, and it's the Holy Spirit speaking through him and saying, hey, I want to help you. And up in your grill for help. That's who the Holy Spirit is our helper. So don't be discouraged or like, oh, you know, I feel shame. None of that. None of that. It's just total freedom and liberation and anointing, presence of the Holy Spirit to help you walk in truth, walk in freedom, walk in the miraculous. So hop on the phone, get on the website, make sure you grab a couple of copies of Scriptures to Live By. Super helpful. And Greg, you know, I love some of these in here. You know, you talked about marriage. And you have a whole section in here on marriage, and it's like 3 or 4 pages of Bible verses related to marriage.
Absolutely.
Why did you pick that one?
Well, God cares about marriage. He cares about the most important covenant in our lives besides our covenant with Him. And He wants our marriages to be healthy because they're a reflection of the Godhead. God's chosen the relationship of marriage to be a picture of the Godhead and how unity can take place there. And so we made that a priority. Also just the scriptures on love and patience that would go along with that. You know, God's given me a word while you were speaking, Sarah, for you and Marilyn, for this program in your ministry, that God's shifting the gears for you. You're moving up into a higher level. There's a greater level of anointing, a greater level of influence, a greater level of kingdom impact. Your best years are ahead of you, not behind you. And God's calling people who are partners with you to also shift that gear and believe God for increase. As you sow in what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. You've been wanting that breakthrough. You've been wanting to move into that next level of what God has for you. Well, you help Marilyn and Sarah do what God's called them to do. God's going to help you in supernatural ways. I want to encourage you to call in and partner with Marilyn and Sarah. This is the best ministry that I know of, just their gold.
Nobody put you up to that, that's for sure. Thank you.
Keeps talking like that. I think you're wonderfully prejudiced, and we appreciate that no end. But I want to say to you again, living a long time in the Word, because I started at 11. I wasn't born again, but God spoke to me and said He was in the Word. And then getting born again and getting the author of the Word in my heart. So now 86, almost 87, and people say to me, well, what's the hero of your life? The Word. And the Word works and manifests beyond what you can imagine. So I really encourage you, call in if you're in a crisis of any kind. We will pray with you. But more than that, get the book. Because I live by these scriptures. People say, what would you say makes you successful? The Word. What will make you successful? The Word. It works.
God's Word is essential, like eating and breathing. When you put the Word into your heart and speak it with your mouth, it will change your life. Luke 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Scriptures to Live By. This arsenal of scriptures is organized in 41 essential categories that will arm you to face life's difficulties successfully. This book is a tremendous resource for counseling, Bible study, personal reference, and dealing with life's greatest needs. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's foundational booklet, Speak the Word. This handy resource will help you confess God's promises over your life, your family, and your daily circumstances, and see things change for the better. And to complete this powerful resource, we'll send you God's Promises for Your Every Need. This wonderful book will help you receive God's blessings and apply His Word to your life. Call or click today and receive this amazing, life-changing offer today.
Such an honor to have Greg with us today. And Greg, I want to give you an opportunity. Many of the people in our audience would love to have you pray for them. So would you do that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Bible says that God will give you the desire for His Word, and that He'll make His Word gold, He'll make His Word gold and silver to you and valuable to you. That is the wisdom of God is available through His Word. And I just want to speak to you right now and pray that prayer that, Father, just give each person here a desire and a hunger to know Your Word, that Your Word is more valuable to them than silver and gold. And Father, that you open a revelation of Jesus to every person who's watching, who needs the Word of God, who needs revelation of the Word of God. Give to every person who's watching a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. Show them the hope of Your calling on their life. Show them the riches of the inheritance that You have in the saints, mm-hmm. what You have for them, Lord. I speak healing to their bodies. I speak wholeness to Your mind, peace in Your mind in Jesus' name. And Lord, as sincere babes, let them desire the sincere milk of the Word in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm so happy you have received what God has for you. And I believe the best is ahead. And wave the worst goodbye. The worst is behind. Bless your day.